No one that I know of wants to be poor. We may not want to be rich, but we certainly don't want to be poor. And really, when you think about it, there are not too many people that want to be poor in spirit. We want to be spirited, confident, able to handle situations that come our way. But this poverty that Jesus is talking about when he said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit," is in juxtaposition to pride. Jesus told about a Pharisee that was praying in the temple. And the Pharisee that was praying in the temple told God how good he was. Oh, he had a rich spirit. He was a spirited man. He told God, "Look, I tithe, Lord. I pay a tenth of everything I have. I'm not a murderer. I don't steal. I'm not an adulterer. I thank you, Lord, I'm not like other people. I'm not like this sinning tax collector over here." And there was a tax collector not too far from where the Pharisee stood, and he was leaning on a pillar of the temple and wouldn't even lift his eyes to heaven in prayer. And he beat himself on the chest, and he said, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am a sinner." Jesus said that man's justified before the Father, before the Pharisee was. Why is that? Because the man was poor in spirit, and he was blessed, because God hears prayers like that. When we humble ourselves before God, he will exalt us. That's what the scripture says. When I humble myself before God, he will forgive my sins, which are many. So blessed are the poor in spirit, those who are not proud before God. Anybody think they live their life in a perfect way? Don't try to go tell God about it. Humble yourself before God, for blessed are the poor in spirit.
Matthew chapter 5. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you."
O Lord, I pray that you would forgive my sins. Forgive me where I've fallen short, Lord. I do not think that I can be perfect in everything that I do. I know that my heart can be turned toward you, though, Lord, and I humbly turn my heart to you, knowing that without your grace and without your mercy, I am nothing. I have nothing. I have no prospect of having anything. I pray, Lord God, that you would give me the kingdom of heaven in my heart. I ask you, Lord, because there's no other way, so I humble myself before you, Lord. You are God. I am your servant. Please help me and give me grace. In Jesus' name, amen.